I could run right with boys.
Uh-huh.
I was slender, you know, too.
Uh-huh. Were you pretty good at baseball?
Well, I never played much. We played town ball more than things like that. Baseball wasn't played so much. I played town ball. Mm-hmm. That's when the different one, when it hits, you know, and I have throw down and go and run, and I again caught the next fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was light-footed and just could do it.
How tall are you?
Not quite five.
Same height as my wife, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And my girl is awfully tiny.
Mm-hmm.
I see her with the other fourth grade girls. And
yes, I'm right around five. It's good to be according to heels and shoes now.
What made me think about that is that my girl is like that. She's small, but she's fast,
mm-hmm.
and she's good at bars.
I am. I was.
And cartwheels and all that, you know.
They never wanted me for catcher for the news. I'm the first fellow there to get caught.
You didn't have much in the way of girls sports in school,
mm-hmm.
did you?
No. Just things we made ourselves like that.
Mm-hmm.
And leapfrog, as I said, and then we played marbles and make the holes, you know, and have to shoot. And if the fella didn't do something, I forget what it was now, you play knuckles, you have to put your knuckles down.
Mm-hmm. Did you have pull away? Did you call?
Oh, yes, yes. We'd get in line in different bonds, you know, and pull, too.
Oh. Did you call it that?
No. I don't remember what we called that. We just don't think we called it. And we had that whip thing,
yeah,
all that line, then all run, you know, and just sling around and fell on the end. Jim got the worst of it.
Snap the whip.
Snap the whip.
Yeah. Snap
the whip. I was in all of them. We had one girl, very fleshy girl, she couldn't get in nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had such a one girl, she very fleshy, she couldn't get in anything to play in that kind of games, you know.
Yeah.
I could.
Well, I think that finishes the children in a way. What term would you have if you had a table or something that had to be repaired? You'll say, I'll have to...
Well, I'll have to mend it or repair it, and whichever one happened.
If you had asked me to go get you a knife or bring you a knife, would you use or say, will you please bring me a knife? Or
yes, I would say, please get me a certain knife that I want. That's what I'd need more. I'd bring either one.
If you had something you wanted to dispose of, I see we're not very far.
No, is that all you got? Well, we finished up.
If there's something you want to dispose of, you'd say, I want to what? Get rid
get
of
rid
it?
Get rid of this. Got more than one thing I've got to get rid of, too.
What about this term? I remember seeing him, or I remember of seeing him, or I mind me of seeing him.
Well, I'd use the word remember. Uh-huh. I can remember him, but can't remember his name. I've often said that, you know, but... Or if I'm going to shake hands, oh yes, now I remember you.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the name is called.
Mm-hmm. What about case you did not remember, would you use, I don't remember seeing you, or would you say,
Well, I'd use some expression, why, well, you've grown so that I didn't remember you, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. You ever use the term disremember?
No, I don't believe I ever did. I can remember hearing it for some time, yes, but I didn't.